Task 3. You will hear part of a radio program. Read through the sentences below and complete them according to what you hear. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
Unless you are living under a rock, you likely heard plenty of news and commentary on the decision of UK to leave the European Union, the Brexit. But what is the United Kingdom anyway? What does the BR in the word Brexit mean? Who are the British leaving the European Union? Part of the confusion could come from the fact that much of the United Kingdom is located on a single island that is itself part of a larger set of islands. In strict geographic terms, Great Britain, also known as Britain, is an island between the North Sea and the English Channel. Great Britain is part of the British Isles, a collection of more than 6,000 islands, including Ireland in the west, and smaller islands like Anglesey and Skye. As regard countries, the UK really consists of 4 countries: England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. Each country has some autonomy. For example, the 4 countries have different parliaments, and they have authority over education and housing. All the countries have their local identities too, and even their regional languages. In Wales, for example, the official language is Welsh, but the official language in the UK as a whole is English. These countries have different emblems and flowers: the rose for England or the thistle for Scotland. They have different patron saints and flags too, but the Union Jack is the common flag for all of the United Kingdom. Northern Ireland is part of the UK, but Ireland is an independent country. It became a republic in the 1940s. Ireland also has its own language, Gaelic, although not everybody can speak it because English is actually the most spoken language there. It is a difficult language too. Ireland has its own institutions and relationships with the European Union and other international organizations. And it will be staying in the European Union after the Brexit. The word British is confusing because it can refer to things related with the UK, Great Britain, or the old British Empire, which included many territories in distant places. Nowadays, many of them are still part of the Commonwealth. Today, the United Kingdom still has some remaining colonies all over the world. For example, the Falkland Islands or the Bermuda Islands. These islands have their own governments and dictate their own rules. These regulations can be similar, but they will never be identical.
Now, listen again.
Unless you are living under a rock, you likely heard plenty of news and commentary on the decision of UK to leave the European Union, the Brexit. But what is the United Kingdom, anyway? What does the BR in the word Brexit mean? Who are the British leaving the European Union? Part of the confusion could come from the fact that much of the United Kingdom is located on a single island that is itself part of a larger set of islands. In strict geographic terms, Great Britain, also known as Britain, is an island between the North Sea and the English Channel. Great Britain is part of the British Isles, a collection of more than 6,000 islands, including Ireland in the west and smaller islands like Anglesey and Skye. As regard countries, the UK really consists of four countries: England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. Each country has some autonomy. For example, the four countries have different parliaments and they have authority over education and housing. All the countries have their local identities too, and even their regional languages. In Wales, for example, the official language is Welsh, but the official language in the UK as a whole is English. These countries have different emblems and flowers: the rose for England or the thistle for Scotland. They have different patron saints and flags too, but the Union Jack is the common flag for all of the United Kingdom. Northern Ireland is part of the UK, but Ireland is an independent country. It became a republic in the 1940s. Ireland also has its own language, Gaelic, although not everybody can speak it because English is actually the most spoken language there. It is a difficult language too. Ireland has its own institutions and relationships with the European Union and other international organizations. And it will be staying in the European Union after the Brexit. The word British is confusing because it can refer to things related with the UK, Great Britain, or the old British Empire, which included many territories in distant places. Nowadays, many of them are still part of the Commonwealth. Today, the United Kingdom still has some remaining colonies all over the world. For example, the Falkland Islands or the Bermuda Islands. These islands have their own governments and dictate their own rules. These regulations can be similar, but they will never be identical.
This is the end of task 3 and the end of the listening test.